Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome into the Corlin Economics Report. Got a couple of topics that are very big in the news today that we're going to devote the first half of our discussion to. The first one is the Supreme Court obviously stated that total disregard for the student loans and no necessary payback was not going to work. They ruled that as being unconstitutional, and they did the same for entrance requirements that considered race or nationality. Entrance requirements to universities that did not consider the rules as they have been laid down for the past, God, I don't know, 50, 60 years. What do you think about that, Jim? I think it's a little bit crazy.
Well, I think you've seen the real divide in the society, and of course you're seeing the absolute left attack on the Supreme Court,
right,
and their validity, because these decisions, there was three critical decisions that have came out since yesterday, Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
The first one was that the student loan debt issue that you talked about, I guess that wasn't the first decision that was announced on Friday.
Second, yeah.
The other, of course, was the race, the affirmative action that you mentioned,
yeah,
with the case between University of North Carolina and Harvard,
right,
where they said, hey, you cannot make accessions or select people based on race-based accessions, because it basically, you know, was discriminating against whites and Asians. There's another one that came out today, Friday, I should say, and that was on the website designer in Colorado that was forced under Colorado law to create websites for gay couples. And they said, hey, that's against my Christian values. And the court sided with the actual graphic artist, the website designer, and said, no, you may choose who you support, you know, who you provide services to. And the Colorado law is basically unconstitutional.
Right.
So the left is going nuts right now.
Yeah, I'll bet they are.
Decisions.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's interesting, the interesting part about it is actually read the dissenting, the left wing, if you will, the democratically appointed justices' comments. There's actually almost no legal foundation in their arguments. These are free speech arguments.
Yeah.
And of course, accepting the turning aside these race-based equity assignments for different things, that's going to set precedent, and the left's very upset about it. And
I think it's not only going to set precedent, but I think, Jimmy, I think that ever since we've gotten a Republican Speaker of the House, I think the major divisions between liberals and conservatives is now going to become very, very apparent. I think it already has just this past week or so. And I, for the life of me, we live in such a crazy world. I really have no idea how this thing is going to come out. It is illogical in my mind. America is not improving itself by giving things to people that they don't deserve for the same reasons that the whole country has to adhere to. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But it's very, very, with the new Speaker of the House, it's very, very obvious that there are going to be some changes up for at least votes. Don't you agree with that?
Well, I think so. I think the Speaker, the Republican Speaker, there's going to be some issues that come forward. Now, I don't know how Republicans are going to support, because they're already trying to negotiate with the student loan deal. Now, they proposed a bill not long ago, and of course that was turned down, to meet the president's requirement to give away the student loans. But you're right, it's giveaways. These are direct giveaways, and of course that inspires some voters. But it also, the activists are going to use this in the campaign for 2024. There's no question about it.
Well, sure.
And of
they
course,
will.
The race-based accessions into the universities and those quotas, that's going to be significantly a huge target. We know that. We know Roe v. Wade's going to be a target. And it's interesting. And this is what I think is really interesting to look at. You see this, and of course, this, you know, the choice of the cake or the web designer in order to choose who they want to support based on their values. They're going to attack these efforts. But earlier in the week and the end of last week, they actually, the Supreme Court made a couple of decisions that were against Republicans. One of those decisions, well, one of them was actually the, I believe, 17 state attempt to decide about their electors and how they run the election systems. And basically that they're being disenfranchised. And the Supreme Court ruled that they did not have standing. So they threw that. It was a Texas-led effort, I believe. And, of course, that the Democrats said, hey, this is saving democracy. The other one was a redistricting plan in North Carolina. And the Supreme Court threw that out early in the week. And Democrats were ecstatic about that. Said, oh, we're saving democracy once again.
Yeah.
And it may create an additional Democratic district in North Carolina when they go for a redraw. We'll see how this works out.
Yeah.
But think about this. They're attacking the Supreme Court today, but 3 days ago they said they're saving democracy.
Yeah.
So how inconsistent is that? And again, when you look at the justices that wrote the dissenting agreements on the key ones that conservatives like, the student loan debt, the race-based accessions, and of course the web designer, you see very little legal strategy. It's almost embarrassing from a perspective. And I'm a layman, but I also understand this, and I'm actually really surprised that they would publish statements like that. And their clerks clearly are on a progressive agenda to help them write those types of arguments.
So how do you think it's going to turn out, Jimmy?
Well, I think what you're going to see in the campaign of 2024 is, you know, the Supreme Court's going to be a huge issue.
Yeah.
And I think what I believe is going to happen is that there's more people beginning to realize, again, these Supreme Court justices were appointed by the Trump administration, or at least the three latest.
Yeah.
Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah.
And how important having Supreme Court leadership to protect the Constitution, I think a lot more people are beginning to understand. And we see the arguments to undermine free speech when you see the left attacking the court itself. It's a separate but equal branch of government.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be happening from the executive office.
No.
And that's happening with Biden. So will it work? It's probably going to mobilize the activists on the left. At the same time, people on the right are saying, or even in the middle, and that's the group that you have to really capture, they're going, wow, why are we destroying ourselves like this? And I think you combine that with many other things that are happening in America right now.
Yeah.
We're probably seeing a very different change in perspective and a possibility that you're going to have Biden not make it through 2024 election, or
right.
at least come out
right.
as victorious on the other end.
Well, I think we've got some interesting times ahead of us. I think what we need to do here is, in respect to our radio audience, I think that you and I need to focus not necessarily on opinion, because that really is almost irrational, but I think you and I need to focus on the facts. And I am really, really going in that direction right now. Facts are facts. Opinions are opinions, and it's just as simple as that. Jimmy, I want to wrap up this discussion here, not right now, but in the next segment. So you guys, we're going to be back here and just after the commercial. Stick around. We're looking forward to continuing this discussion.